Our next game is called Unpresidentially Yours, and here to play it are Marshall Finch and David Cross. Marshall, you grew up in Virginia.
I did.
And your dad liked to take you to multiple politicians' funerals in D.C. when you were a kid.
All of them that I can remember. The last one was in 2008. It was Tim Russert, but we went to Tip O'Neill's funeral.
Uh-huh.
We went to, like, there was a Kennedy that died in a skiing accident, and they had a service, because he wasn't from D.C., but they had a service, and my dad made us go, and he collects all the, like, mass, like, cards they give you, because they're all Catholic ceremonies. So my dad just has, like, a trading card collection of, like, funeral cards from, like...
Which funeral was the most fun?
I'm going to take that as an honest question. I'm going to say Tim Russert, because everyone was there, and it was like, I don't know.
It was a party.
It was kind of a party. It was like the tent at an awards show. I must imagine that's what it's like. I'll never know.
Tim Russert's funeral. That's it. way before Tim Russert died, that was the standard. You'd say it meant it, you were having a good time.
Yeah.
This is better than Tim Russert's funeral. It's true. It's a standard Hollywood thing.
This game is a celebration of democracy. The never-ending presidential election cycle is what we're talking about here. Candidates travel around the country talking to voters, the press, to babies. It is fraught with peril because at any moment, a candidate could say the one thing that dooms his or her presidential hopes.
So we'll give you an unfortunate quotation, and you tell us which presidential or vice presidential candidate said it. And the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Okay, here we go. During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the internet. David.
Al Gore.
That's right. He's never heard the end of that.
There are 47% of the people who believe that they are victims, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. My job is to not worry about those people. Marshall.
Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney is correct.
It is Marshall.
Marshall.
In 1988, this candidate said, "Follow me around. I don't care. I'm serious. If anybody wants to put a tail on me, go ahead. They'll be very bored." Unfortunately, turns out he was having an extramarital affair. Marshall?
Gary Hart.
Oh.
There was a bit of team effort there. But,
right.
but you are right, Marshall, and you started out right, David.
All right, sorry.
How about a little extra credit? Do you remember the name of the lady?
Oh, God. It was something really, like, that would be the name of a...
It was like Sonia Summer?
It was Donna Summers.
It was Donna Rice.
Donna Rice.
And it
Donna
was
Rice.
On a boat called
Monkey Business.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
What if it was Donna Summer? That's amazing. Not only are we going to New Hampshire, we're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah! David.
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean, yes.
That was good, Jonathan.
Pretty good Howard Dean, right?
Who had a senior moment at a 2011 GOP presidential debate when he said, "Three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the..." What's the third one there? Let's see. I can't... Sorry. Oops. Marshall.
Rick Perry.
That is right. I think this is neck and neck.
What 2004 Democratic nominee said this about his support for funding military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan? "I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it." Marshall.
John Kerry.
That's correct.
What vice president had an epic fail on the reelection trail when he spelled a certain vegetable P-O-T-A-T-O-E? David.
Dan Quayle.
That's right.
This is your last clue. What Republican candidate raised eyebrows in 2015 when he criticized Senator John McCain, saying He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? David.
Trump.
It was Trump. Yes, you are correct. Art Chung, what happened in this game?
We have a tie.
Oh, my goodness.
Marshall and David just high-fived. All right, here's your tiebreaker. What vice presidential nominee really didn't say this, but we wish she did? I can see Russia from my house. David.
Sarah Palin.
That is correct, and you're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
All right. Nice job, Marshall. Nice job.